where in the Bible will I find that the church should change with times? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. During a gathering of some of the church in a particular city, the idea that the church should change because society has changed caused no small stir among those who realize this is directly against the teaching of God's Word. Some of the liberal speakers thought it would increase church enrollment if mechanical instruments of music were used in the worship. Others, just as liberal, wanted to leave the basics in which the church was established and subscribe to many of the denominational doctrines that divided the church a century ago. Christians accept God's word that the plans of the church were laid out by God. 2 Timothy 5, verse 9, carried out by Jesus Christ, His Son, and established on the day of Pentecost by the apostles. Acts chapter 2. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, 8. What He commanded 2,000 years ago or so, He commands the same today. What He forbade then, He forbids today. Man and society have changed, but God's church is still the same, and it will remain the same, else it ceases to be God's church. In place of man changing the church to suit himself, he must change himself, accept and obey the teachings of God's church. The Holy Spirit, looking down through the years to this present time, said through the pen of the Apostle Paul, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. Then to those who want to change the church to their own liking, he says, "taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power." 2 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9. We must stay with the basics. Man cannot outthink God. The wisdom of man is foolishness with God. 1 Corinthians 3:19.